This is KUT. For more than a year, Brian Manley has been serving as Austin's interim police chief. Now, voices are growing louder to make that role permanent. So loud, in fact, that Austin City Manager has said he expects to update people about the chief's job in the near future. But as KUT's Mose Bouchel reports, not everyone thinks now is the right time.
There was an interesting moment in yesterday's Austin City Council session during a debate on police staffing. David Roche, president of the Austin Crime Commission, was speaking in favor of the item when he decided to bring up something else.
If ever we had a reason to name our interim police chief permanent, we have just seen it, and let's get that done. Thank you.
The "it" he was referring to was the string of deadly bombings brought to a close Wednesday when the bomber died in a police standoff. The end of that violent spree has brought gratitude to the police department and encouraged supporters of Interim Chief Manley to call for his permanent appointment. City Council member Delia Garza wants City Council to act quickly.
We need to make Chief Manley our police chief.
But not everyone is sold.
It makes no sense to make an appointment as serious as this in the immediate aftermath of something so complex and fast-moving.
Chris Harris is with the criminal justice reform group Grassroots Leadership. He says the quick appointment of Manley to permanent chief would rob Austinites of the chance to participate in the process by which we normally make important city hires.
If we don't take the opportunity to get whomever will be the next chief to be on record as supporting a policy that reflects the values of the community, then we've lost an extremely valuable opportunity to ensure that we improve our police force as part of the selection process of a new chief.
Then there's that issue of police handling of the bombing. Supporters of Manley say stopping the bomber justifies his permanent hire. Here's City Council member Delia Garza again.
Just seeing Chief Manley once again exhibit such amazing professionalism, amazing concern and care for our community, I thought it was an opportunity to start that conversation.
But some Austinites think the police stumbled in their investigation.
And why is APD always okay with just apologizing for the things that happen to our communities and not making sure they're apologizing?
At a community forum hosted last week by Austin Black Lives Matter and the Austin Justice Coalition, some attendees said they thought the response was muted at the start when it was only black and brown Austinites targeted with bombs. Others were angry that APD had, at one point, suggested one of the deaths could have been a suicide. They now say if Manley's supporters are looking for a rationale to justify his permanent appointment, maybe police handling of the bombing spree is not the best one. Mose Bouchel, KUT News.